Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
An Indiana man charged with murder, showing no remorse after admitting to fatally shooting a convicted child molester who had abused a young member of his family. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Carol Hughes is with us as well. I got to say, going into this story, I'm kind of like, well, can we buy him lunch? Can we fill his canteen? Can we? How can we help? How can we help this man for doing maybe the Lord's work? Dare I say.
No, it's tough. You know, what's so sad though is, but he is a dad himself.
Yeah.
This was not one of his kids.
Yeah.
But now he could go to prison for a long time and his kids won't have their dad.
That's why it's not a good idea, because you got to think about that. You got to think about the people who do need you, who do love you, who do care about you, who you would benefit much greater in this life being free versus taking out the child molester, because hopefully prison and the law does that to them. Or maybe somebody else who doesn't have a family and needs you to be there for them could take up the fight. You know, just saying, never a good idea to go kill somebody, but it's a child molester. I get it. Nicholas Stanley, 35, is accused of killing Alan Cogswell, a registered sex offender, on June 24th of 2025 at the Daylight Inn in Elkhart, Indiana. Daylight spelled L-I-T-E. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they have a continental breakfast at the Daylight Inn. Cogswell had recently been arrested and is on parole in May after serving a nearly 7-year sentence for a 12-year-old sentence, only 7 years of a 12-year-old sentence for molesting a child related to Stanley. In a recorded jailhouse interview with ABC 57 News, Stanley confessed to the killing. "I took him out," he said. "I did what I had to do." Stanley said he has been fixated on Cogswell for years and admitted that his mental state declined sharply after learning of Cogswell's release. "I literally lost my job. I just was like on a one set path," he said. "As soon as he got it out, he wasn't going to make it very far." Authorities say Stanley drove to the Daylight Inn, peered into Cogswell's room, knocked on the door, opened fire when Cogswell answered. Cogswell was shot in the head and chest and died at the scene. Shucks. Stanley was arrested early the next morning in Elkhart when informed by an ABC 57 reporter that his jailhouse interview was being recorded and everything was on record. Stanley didn't hesitate. Said, "I'm tired of pretending like I did something wrong." He said, "I don't regret protecting my family." Now being held without bond at the Elkhart County Jail, Stanley has pled not guilty. A jury trial is scheduled for October 6th of 2025. He faces a minimum of 45 years in prison if convicted. Stanley's sister, Jessica Stanley, 37, told Newsweek that her brother had been suffering from significant mental health issues in the months leading up to the shooting. He's been under psychiatric care and taking multiple medications, but after losing his job and health insurance, he stopped treatment. Especially since our mother passed away in February, his mental health deteriorated quite quickly, she said. He was on a plethora of medications, but he couldn't afford them anymore. Jessica said she was devastated by the jailhouse interview, especially because Stanley confessed without a lawyer present. I honestly started crying. Why would you admit to something you allegedly did without your attorney? That was kind of concerning. She confirmed that Cogswell was a distant relative of the victim, related through the mother's side of the family, and had been paroled just weeks before the shooting. Stanley's father, Bruce Stanley, 67, told Newsweek he supports his son's action and believes the system failed the victim and their family, which it did. If the molester is out, it failed. I want to see him walk free. I think he deserves a medal, he said. If I had gotten to Cogswell first, I'd have done it myself. The guy should never have been out. Bruce said detectives visited him after tracking Nicholas's maroon Ford Explorer to the crime scene. He added that Nicholas had visited him shortly before the shooting. He needed to be there, or needed to be here with his kids, Bruce said. They adore him. Despite the potential consequences, Nicholas Stanley says he has some terms, whereas he's come to terms with his actions. If the system wants to throw me away, let him. I don't even care anymore, he told ABC 57. I love you guys. Keep your heads up. Don't worry about me. Live your life. Have the best life you possibly can. Were his words.
Sad in so many ways. Because what this person did, Cogswell, was, I'm sure, horrific. You know, he was convicted of it and went to prison. So whatever he did was not nice. I'm sure it was horrific. And I just have to think that he just got obsessed with this. And once he got out... But, you know, what makes me sad is that he's got a family, he's got kids, and I just hope that they, you know, if he's could be sentenced up to 45 years in prison, I just hope he's not. Mm-hmm. You know, the mental health aspect of this, to me, is pretty significant because, you know, he's obsessed by this. And I don't know what happened, but... I'm going to guess he does not think in any way justice was served. Even his dad's like, I'd have done it myself.
Yeah.
It's just a sad situation.
I agree.
And it's all because this guy, it's his, Cogswell's the one who started this whole ball rolling.
Yeah. And here's the thing to think about too. This guy was highly medicated. He had some mental health issues. He was getting help for it. And the tragedy of this is it's another American tragedy story where we have such a screwed up country and a way of caring of people of, well, you lost your job and you're on all these drugs where if you suddenly got off of them, oh, you can't afford them. Well, we have no way to help you afford them, but now you have to get off of them because you can't afford them. That in itself can kill you. That in itself could make you go mad. That in itself can make you have a mental breakdown. That in itself can make you see things in very, very distorted ways, which may have been part of a factor here in what pushed him to do what he did, which he saw as justice, which in a lot of ways is justice. Justice was not served by our government. And unfortunately, prison justice failed as well. So he felt like he needed to take it into his own hands, unfortunately not considering the consequences to himself and the others that care about him and love him. And I'm going to guess his mental health situation played a big role in that, where it took him from just, I'd love to go kill that man, and fantasizing about it, maybe plotting it a little bit. But then he actually executed it. The part of his brain that said, don't do this. It ain't, it's not going to be worth it to you. Failed. And he did it. So he's stuck with where, you know, where things will lie now. I mean, you could get a jury that will, you know, go light on you. You get a judge that will go light on you. And I hope they truly do. In the meantime, this man who committed this crime, Nicholas Stanley, he's in the Elkhart County Jail.
Yeah.
The Elkhart County for Correctional Facility, everyone, which is in Elkhart, Indiana. Their phone number is 574-891-2100. Again, for those of you playing along at home, 574-891-2100 is their phone number. Again, his name is Nicholas Stanley. He has a canteen in case you'd like to add to it. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's in no way an encouragement for anyone to do anything like this. I'm just saying, if you feel some sympathy or empathy for this man, you know, $20 goes a long way at a prison canteen.
It does. And, you know, I just feel like if he had the proper mental health, and seriously, his life snowballed. He lost completely. His mother. He lost his job. He lost his medication. He couldn't afford what he needed. He was, and then this guy gets out of prison all at the same time.
Yeah.
It was too much. I think he just snapped.
I do too. This is a man who should not be in prison. He's a hero. Why? Because he stopped the predator from doing more horrible things to children.
Because do you think this guy got out of prison and while he was in prison, it's like, man, I have changed my ways.
Yeah.
No, those people don't. You know, he gets out and I think that children are at risk because he's out.
I want to learn a little bit more about the predator here. Okay, this man is a hero. In 2018, Alan Cogswell, then 35, pled guilty to one count of child molestation, a level 4 felony involving two young sisters, aged 5 and 7. During forensic interviews, the girls disclosed that Cogswell had been entering their bedroom at night and had molested the older sister while she slept. He also had child porn, admitted to at least one count of that, and grooming behavior. Investigators found evidence that Cogswell had been grooming the victims, leaving them expensive gifts and giving inappropriate attention for quite some time. He accepted the plea deal, sentenced to only 12 years, and then released at 6 to 7 years. So, yeah, this guy is a hero.
Girls, they will be affected the rest of their lives by what he did.
Yeah.
You don't get over that.
No.
You know, that changes who you are.
So, this man is a hero. He is, our system, it's a villain. It failed. It put this guy back out there at 41, 42 years of age. And if you think for a second he's not going to go groom other kids and try to F other little kids, you're out of your mind. This guy stopped it. This guy prevented other kids from being violated. Mm-hmm. Again, we've talked about it a lot on the show. Here's a canteen you can fill if you'd so like. Again, his name's Nicholas Stanley. He's in the Elkhart County Correctional Facility. His phone number, the phone number to the prison, 574-891-2100. If you'd like to call there and say, I'd like to find a way to fill this man's canteen. Just saying, he would appreciate it. And he deserves it. He got an evil person to leave the planet by force.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see nothing wrong with that. I'm going to call it after the show. I encourage you to do the same. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Tell me in the comments what your thoughts are, and we'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.